man. Hello. I'm not going to do special voice.
You do that every single time. Okay.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Welcome back to... My headphones sound weird. Welcome back to Who Asked, a podcast where we asked. Today's topic is why are the holidays so stressful? Today we have a special guest.
Hey.
This is Aiden Hendricks. He's a part of AV period 2 and 6.
Yes.
And he's here today to bless us with his presence.
Oh, wow. I actually didn't know that guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Prepare for the crossover of your lives.
I know, we should get more second period people here because they're better than our third period people.
Next season. Yeah.
Not to diss anybody, but there's a lot of people that just sit around.
Yeah.
No, we have like two kids okay. that sit around in our period.
We have a majority of the class sit
we
around.
We didn't even introduce the topic yet.
No, we did.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Does anybody have a specific reason why they believe for themselves the holiday season is so stressful?
Oh, my gosh. So, like, you know when... When you're trying to find the perfect toy, well, it's mostly a parents thing, actually, but every year there's this toy of the year thing, and then so one toy gets it, and then suddenly everybody wants that toy.
That is true. The, like, advertising around Christmas deals and Christmases, yeah. Like, this is the it toy. Like, there's an episode of The Office that, like, is all about that it toy. Where, like, Dwight buys all these unicorn
like,
Barbies.
Like, Cabbage Patch Kids.
And, Cabbage Patch Kids. Did you ever own one?
No.
I did.
Why would I own a Cabbage Patch Kid?
I don't think I want to.
My mom had them, so I had them.
I don't think I want to own one.
No, they're cool. I like them. They scared me at night, but they're cool. I liked them.
Yeah. I already have a like, Furby.
It's like seasonal depression type stuff. And it's like, yeah. And yeah. It's like, it just, every year is just a constant thing. And I'm like, it's hard to like structure everything and like a way to keep your life like, with the least stress possible, I guess.
Oh, that's true.
It starts in October for me.
School, like at near the end, they're like, all right, kids, let's finish everything up. And then you'll have one day to watch Polar Express.
We don't even get to watch movies.
No, we don't even watch movies.
Because some mom complained to the school that was inappropriate for their children to not be learning. And I was like, what? The movie wasn't even inappropriate. She's like, my kid goes to school to get an education.
that's the kind of person that complains that they're getting an extra fry in their, like...
I know, like, send back my 11 pieces of chicken nugget. I need 10.
Yeah, that's what
I'm at. Oh, my gosh. Are we not allowed to have fun the last day of the semester?
I mean,
yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Teachers are still turning on movies in my classes. I think it's just like some one person complained for one of your classes.
Yeah, and some teachers choose to follow that and some don't care.
You should take away
recess. Yeah, because I mean, it's just kind of a stupid rule.
For learning. You should be doing all the playing at home.
Yes,
no, nope, no play anytime. No kids can't enjoy, outside. Can't have fun.
Listen, if my kids not having anxiety and depression, yeah. They're not having the full school experience.
Exactly.
Essentially.
I feel like for me personally, the reason the quote-unquote holiday season is so stressful is because it's the end of the semester, and so it's wrapping everything up. I mean, listing off the top of my head, I have 4 end-of-the-course big tests in each of my classes, and that requires time outside of school to study for. But then also, because I decided to be in band, I had a concert, and I have auditions coming up. So it's like I'm spending my time after school focusing on that. But then I also need to focus on studying. And then I also have projects. I have a project for English and for French.
Oh, wait.
It's, like, not great. It's not it.
Okay. You can probably cut this out if you want to. But did you finish that English thing? Because I'm kind of struggling with that.
Oh, I finished it.
Anyway.
I finished it. Cool. 17 I mean, slides, I finished it.
That schedule sounds awful. I am so sorry. Bless your soul.
I made a list of everything I need to do. I've completed 2 out of these. All of them.
Like, out of how many?
A lot. Like 9, I think.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Same. I lack, because of, like, the seasonal depression type thing, I kind of slacked off, I guess. And then I have a lot of stuff to turn in. I got a couple of things turned in, but I still got a lot. And it's like, it's Tuesday. We have 3 more days.
That's true. Do you have anything, like, super stressful around the holiday season?
I mean, yeah, it's just Christmas. It's like stressful because it's just like what you all said, like tests and like everything like that. And then like band.
Yeah.
And like with region band, it just like seems like, especially like with marching band, it's just like so time consuming. It just like doesn't seem like we can get a break.
No, so, yeah.
Because it's like marching band, you have to have like all your time in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like region ban. You have to have all your time in it. Mm-hmm. And then like once you finally get done with all those things, you have to worry about like all the like the EOCs and all that. It's just exactly. It's like yeah. Redonkulous.
Yeah, when I'm hearing redonkulous. About like people yes. having trouble with band, it makes me kind of glad I'm not in band. Like I kind of quit band before it got like too busy. Like I was already freaking out because it was like you have to practice like 15 minutes every day. Oh yeah, but it was just like it was way too like. I don't know.
What instrument did you play in band?
The trombone. So I probably... Oh, yeah, my hands hurt to play it, too, because, like, my arms are not long enough to be able to play the trombone.
I mean, yeah, band is such, like, a time-consuming thing, but at the same time, it's, like, super rewarding. So, like, in the times between, like, all the awful stuff we go through, like, we're going to Hawaii. Like, I'm, like, yeah. I met, like, my closest friends through band, like... Last year we went to Port A. It's like you get rewarded for all the garbage they put you through.
I had to quit band because my parents made me. But honestly, I don't think I could handle it, and I wouldn't be able to handle it. And I still get perks because I'm not stressed. Also, I still get to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, but dang. You don't get to go to Hawaii with all your friends.
Oh.
Well, I mean, freshman, bro. I'm not ready for the freshman.
Ooh, yeah.
Shout out to freshmen. I was kind of glad that COVID happened during my freshman year because I got to skip that little awkward freshman phase where I'm walking around the hallways weird.
Oh, with yeah. The yeah. With the squeaky.
The squeaky shoes.
The squeaky shoes when it rains, kind of like SpongeBob. That one scene in SpongeBob.
You mean my big boots?
Exactly.
I got to like be in like in person the last 6 weeks of my freshman year. Mm-hmm. So it was like by the time I was in sophomore year, I was already like
yeah,
used fine. To everything. But it was still exactly. Weird like only yeah. Having 6 weeks of my freshman year.
Yeah, I was in person like all like my freshman year besides like the first like 6 weeks where you had to like be virtual.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like a little stressed at first because I was like I remember it was like the first day of, like the day before we had to go back, and I was like, oh wait, shoot, I'm gonna be like in high school, like yeah, walking yeah, around yeah. A big high school, and like I got used to it after a while because I'm like, okay, this I just like know these classes are in this area. Mm-hmm. And then coming into sophomore year, I'm like, oh, there's like 20 times more people here than yeah, there yeah. Was it, last year.
It's kind of weird how in freshman year I had no clue where anything was. Sophomore year, because I'm a grade above you guys, sophomore year, oh my gosh, I can't get my words together. I was virtual, that's it. And then junior year, I just knew where everything was magically, which is super weird because I had like a break in between, like mm-hmm. A year break.
Yeah, you still retained the knowledge of like yeah. Everything on campus. I mean, it was weird transitioning, not really just like school, because online school for me personally wasn't that weird, but it was like, not talking to people like yeah. At like weeks of just like not talking to any of my friends, like because I've been friends with Hendrick since seventh grade and I've always had classes with him and I didn't see him for a whole year and I show back up and I'm like sub Aiden yeah. He's like just as tall as me and his face is all different and I'm like this is weird yeah.
No, yeah. I remember coming back and I would like be like oh no I can like talk to people I haven't like talked to in like a year. Mm-hmm. And I would like see them in the hallway. I'd be like, oh hey, what's up, Bob? And they're like, I have no idea who you are.
Yeah. I'm like, people oh, forgot dude, yeah. Okay.
I actually had the exact opposite experience.
People remembered you but you didn't remember them. No.
Oh yeah, that's what
happened was I talked to friends over that whole virtual year. I even had a whole friend group. I don't even have a friend group now. That friend group kind of broke up after COVID. It was really weird. We would just play Fortnite and Smash Bros and stuff.
Yeah, that's happened to me. I feel like I've had a more like a centralized friend group in middle school, and then after like high school, it was all just like I knew one person from like of like tens of different friend groups. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. And it's weird when people talk about like best friends and stuff, because I feel like I don't really have a single best friend. It's always just like,
yeah,
I just friends.
I don't have a specific best friend either. I'm just like, and I don't really have a friend group anymore. I like have same friends from middle school that I'll talk to. But then again, like I go go over to a different lunch table and I know those people and those people. It's like expanding my friend group, but then at the same time, that's giving up the like core mm-hmm. close friends. But like, I don't know, you give and you get.
Yeah. Wait, you have people you sit in, sit next to on lunch?
Oh yeah, you do sit by yourself.
I go.
In my defense, I have a partner that I sit next to.
Don't you choose to sit by
yeah,
yourself?
Yeah, I choose to sit by myself.
It's oh, just... you're the cool kid. I don't want to sit by you.
No, I just don't know anyone, and so it's like just learn to be like, yeah, it's fine. I'll just pull up my phone and watch some YouTube video.
I mean, yeah, it is only 30 minutes of like the day.
Yeah, I'll barely yeah. and like half that time. Half that time's taken up by like just trying to get the food.
Yeah, literally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's also why I go to lunch at like 1:40 instead of going immediately because I don't want to be in the line for that long.
Oh yeah, I know people that'll just like wait. I'm like, mm-hmm. why aren't you eating lunch? Like just waiting.
The beginning of the beginning of this year and the end of last year, they were just awful for me because every B day I had no one to sit next to. And I really hated it, actually.
Yeah.
I felt so lonely and so worthless, but that's just bad thoughts, you know?
Yeah, like not sitting, because that is always the cliche of like the loner kid is like, oh, they're sitting alone all by themselves at lunch. But like, I eat alone at home. Mm-hmm. Like it sucks in the moment, but like I don't think that you should treat people differently because they are sitting by themselves.
Go talk to them.
Yeah, if you're going to make fun of them, why don't you get up and talk to them?
Like, actually, if you don't like that, just go over there and make it not happen. Go talk to that person. And if they like it, then, like, you know, cool. You know?
One time
I'm just going
after
someone like, looks like you have no friends. Huh? Come sit in my table.
Come sit at my table with my friends.
I actually tried that.
Friends.
That happened to me, I think, actually. And that's how I, well, no, I actually.
Did you ever make friends?
I had friends in, like, elementary school. I'm trying to remember how I met them. Wait, did you?
Wow.
Have friends? Are you
no, because you're like, I'm so edgy and cool, I don't sit by anybody.
Yeah, but it sounded so
I mean, I used
that
to
did
sound...
not mean to
I'm
me.
Getting, I am very I'm getting very mixed signals from you. Do you want to be alone or do you not want to be alone? Which is it?
I'm fine being by myself now. Like at the beginning of the school year I was kind of sad because I was like, oh, where are my old friends?
Oh,
now there's...
Oh, it's me.
Oh, I see.
Jeez, I'm just
see.
Getting insulted over and over again.
<I'm sorry. laughs>
You have no friends. Oh, you're the edgy loner. Like, okay,
edgy loner.
I got it.
What was that? Oh, I was going to say something. In middle school, I saw somebody sitting by themselves, and so I got up and sat by them. I was like, hey, what's up? And they're like, can you leave me alone? I want to sit by myself. And I was like, okay, my bad. I was trying to be nice and like, let's make a friend today. Didn't work.
I guess I can see where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Like some people do just choose to sit by themselves because that's just like what they're more comfortable with, and it's like at that point it's like yeah.
Well, I find people who are like trying to do that kind of weird, who are like, yo, what's up, buddy, and they're like trying to be like instantly trying to be my friend. Like you can't. It's just weird because like it's like, usually the big like guys that like try to act cool, I'll just be there, like, and then they'll be like. Some like big guy, mm-hmm. he'll like be like, "Yo, what's up, buddy? Slap me some, I don't know, some gritty," and I'll be like,
"Slap me some gritty."
Well, I mean, slap is now. Another word for hit, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
and
yeah,
I'll be like,
or
"What
maybe
is
something
going
nice?" Like, open a door for them, and they get like super overly friendly, and you're like, "I have not.
I
don't even.
I was
know
holding you. The door because I forgot to let go.
It's like I did not know you existed before today. Why? We're not friends.
Right. Although I have like the opposite thing where like." People that I am friends with start, the only reason they're friends with me seems like they just want, like, gossip. Like, I swear, they'll be like, so how's this person? I'm like, we haven't spoken in 2 weeks. And you're asking me about this, like, person that I know you don't like. Mm-hmm. So how's this person? I'm like, I don't know.
It seems like,
no, I haven't been keeping up.
It seems like pretty anti-privilege, you know what I mean?
Pretty anti-privilege?
It's the opposite of pretty privilege. You don't...
I know what pretty privilege is.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know what else to call it. Like, it sucks because people are talking to you because they think you're superficial just because you're pretty. Does that make sense?
For me, it's, like, I feel like sometimes I'm not really, like, really talked to as a friend. I'm more just talked to because I'm, like, I have a brain and can receive information, and it's like.
I'm talking to you because I want to talk to you. I just know you're a living human.
It's like, you know, like I'll be like talking with someone to have a really good time, and you know, a week passes and it's like, wow, I don't really like know this person, and like I think about it, I'm like, I don't really know you, because even if it's like someone I've known for like, definitely you. I'm definitely talking about you 100%. That's like,
even if it's Finley, because I know Finley. I know you, Finley.
I don't talk to him because he's short. So. No, I'm kidding. Short kings.
Yeah. Finley, get him.
Like, even if it's like people you know for a long time, it's like sometimes I just stop talking.
I can't do it. Wait.
You can't really hear. I'll make it louder. I'll make it louder
ready,
in post.
Ready. Wait, 3, 2, 1. Just trust. It's like really cool.
It's like
it is kind of cool.
Source, trust me, bro.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Finley's in here. If you
occasionally Finley.
Yeah.
Say something.
Hi. He said hi.
Okay, that's cool. Awesome.
Finley said hi.
Anyway,
I don't know if you heard.
No continue, Michael.
I don't know. It's just like some people, like, you know, you'll be friends with someone for like a super long time, and then you just like the experiences that like you have just start to dwindle. Oh. And then it's like, you're not sure if you're like the same person anymore, I guess. I don't know. Well, weird subjective experiences that I can't put into words.
Well, we are changing. It's like, mm-hmm. It, well, like you said, what I'm going to say is, well, we changed from middle school to high, like elementary school to middle school to high school. We're a lot different than we used to be.
Yeah. I guess it's just like a struggle to find the people that like have that like a stronger dynamic than like,
yeah, I feel like I definitely have changed from like all my old friends that I used to be friends with, and it's really crazy whenever you're going through a change, but then at the same time, okay, so whenever I was in middle school, I had a really close-knit friend group of everybody that I had like the same class with. We all had like one period together, and COVID hit, and I only really stayed in contact with one of those people. And I'd no longer speak to this person, but people would mention their name, and I'd like tell this crazy story. They're like, "Oh my god, I didn't realize that this person had changed so much." And it's like you're kind of seeing somebody change, mm-hmm. in front of your eyes, and that act of changing causes y'all to drift apart.
Yeah.
And like I've definitely changed.
That
I don't know.
I think that's just how life works, you know?
Yeah, it's like sometimes you don't even notice the changes. Like you could talk to one of your old friends and they're like a completely different person, but like, mm-hmm. you still remember them,
especially because like COVID hit, which means like
you take that COVID break. COVID changed everything because yeah. I had that really long break.
Yeah, well, I just think it's because like you don't really have like that social interaction, and like everybody got like TikTok or like some sort of social media, mm-hmm. so they just like copied whatever personality they saw because they were like, that's like the only social interaction they've got was
or Twitter.
So they just
yikes.
They didn't have like that. It's like if you adopt a puppy, like, too young, it's like they don't, like, have that social interaction with, like, the other puppies to know, like, what's right and what's wrong, like, what to do and what not to do.
That's true.
So
that's a good analogy.
It's just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, once everyone comes back, it's them, like, getting back into the flow of society and stuff. And it's like, I think, yeah, especially, like, junior year for us, it's like, this year, everyone's kind of, like, slowed down in terms of change and stuff, but I mean, unless,
yeah, that is true. You know, it's like I felt like transition between freshman and sophomore year was like,
or yeah, sophomore
people
year.
Looked completely different. It was crazy.
That too. It's like you missed like a whole year of like the most change someone could have, from middle school to high school, because you just didn't see him for a year. And it's like, whoa,
me compared to last year, I feel the same, but like sophomore year compared to freshman year, mm-hmm. I was a different person,
And it's like, which is like, man, quarantine did a lot. It did a number on all of us, which is like,
yeah.
I'm glad it's over, and I hope we don't have to go back. Knock on wood.
Monkeypox.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Did you stop the recording?
What? No.
Oh.
No.
The recording. Oh, that's awkward. I was like, whoa.
No. Dang, I need to talk. I'm sorry.
Do you want to bring us back on topic? I think we got off topic a little.
Yeah, no, yeah. I noticed that, like,
wow.
what you said was correct. So.
Yeah, we get really off topic.
The Spider-Verse trailer came out, like, a couple minutes ago, and I was just...
Spider-Verse? Wait.
Let's get back on topic. Okay. So,
that's
Spider-Verse.
So off topic. Oh, one thing I really like about the holiday season is that's when all, like, the really good movies come out, but then at the same time, I never get to see them because I'm dealing with holiday stuff.
True. Well, I mean, it's coming out, like, June 2nd or something.
Yeah. Usually, like...
What the?
Sorry.
Oh.
usually like
it glitched out of reality for
like
a second.
Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're like coming this Christmas. And I'm like, nice.
I've been waiting for that kind of thing to happen where like something interesting appears, but like so far I haven't seen it that much. Like I've
this December.
Like it isn't that much interested in me that I'm like, ooh, I want to see that. I want to get that for Christmas. And, like even then, it's like, oh, I want this $500 thing, and then like I'm not gonna get a $500 thing.
Are you talking about like wanting stuff for Christmas but then never getting it because it's stupidly expensive?
Just got it stupid. A full desktop computer.
I want a new phone for Christmas. I know I'm not getting that.
Yeah,
I want like
the Steam Deck looks neat. I want that.
I haven't told my mom this, but I want a karaoke machine.
Ooh. Those are so cool. Just don't have little siblings, and they're so cool.
I have a little sister, but she's 15, so.
Oh, that is not a little sister. Yeah. My sister's like. Yeah, sure.
Littler, because younger.
But like, I'm but saying, like my brother's 8, and he'll get a hold of the karaoke machine, and he'll say, sing God's Plan. Over and over and over again, and he doesn't like.
I think I'm just.
Why
gonna...
is every kid's movie a musical? Like, that's what I've been wondering.
I think I'm just gonna buy it myself.
Independent.
Yeah. That's what I did for the Switch, the Switch that came out. Like I just saved up my money, and that means now instead of it being like, oh, you have to share it with your sister, I just say,
on you.
Yeah, I can just say I own this, so you can't have it.
It's very true.
I mean, I still let her have it, but like. It's nice to have the power to say, no, I'm playing Smash Bros. You can't.
Finley's dancing in the corner.
Why? Why are you dancing?
TikTok dances?
He activated goblin mode. Line? That's kind of weird. Like, I literally saw the setting pop up over his head that said goblin mode activated. That was kind of weird.
What the heck is goblin mode?
Yeah, that's
on
what?
Yeah, explain to us, Alex, what goblin mode is, please. Share. Enlighten us.
I don't know what goblin mode actually is. Just...
Why would you say that?
He was right, though.
It just sounds cool, you know.
Can you explain it?
Nope, but he is right. He's just right.
So none of us know.
Goblin mode like isn't a physical thing. It's a feeling you have.
Yeah. I'm Googling it.
Okay.
You just know.
In a way, we are all goblin mode.
Well,
what?
Depends on the time and action and sheer will you have. In the case of Finley, those were some...
You know, goblin mode, it can't be described in words, but can't be described
so
in sound.
True.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what it means if I can read.
Oh,
these
I can
words.
Find. I found it.
Goblin mode.
What?
It said neoglism.
What?
I was just joking around. What is it?
When a mood where there's only care about shiny or mildly pretty things, no matter how worthless, even trash.
I was just.
I
was just joking around. I didn't know it was an actual thing.
It just says Finley Darby.
For me, it says a type of behavior which is. Unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, greedy, and typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations. Basically, you're a lazy butt who needs to touch grass.
So maybe we're just busting out the moves. Maybe that's what it was.
Well, I make a joke, and then you're like, all right, let me search this up on Google.com and analyze this joke to the first point.
Yeah,
like, if you make a joke, you have to, like,
joke.
If you make a joke, you need to, like, know what that means.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I didn't.
But that's like, I can't say that. Never mind.
Well, I remember seeing this image. I was
analogy,
like,
but I don't think I can, like, legally make that analogy.
I remember seeing an image, and it was, like, a text between a mom and, like, their brother. And it was like the mom was like, your brother's turning on goblin mode. What does that mean? He's like, run.
That's a good reason. What does that mean?
Run. I should have said that, but like.
If you see Finley in the hallways,
run.
Well, you would have to look down to see.
You would have to actually.
Pull out your magnifying glass.
Like, where's Waldo?
Yeah.
If you feel like things are not in the norm, pull out your magnifying glass and look for Finley.
It's okay.
Finley's shamed.
No. She just turned into bullying.
LMAO, smaller than Olimar.
You gotta pull out the Hubble telescope to see Finley.
That's not how a telescope works. Don't you mean a...
This is not fair.
Don't you mean a microscope?
No, I'm just saying like the Hubble telescope. Because like, it just zooms in like really far. And it's, yeah.
Okay. Nah, he's so small. You're gonna need a telescope because he's galaxies away.
That doesn't make sense.
Whatever.
It makes
just like my astronomer joke.
If you really think hard about it,
if you
makes
like
sense.
Really think hard about
if
it,
you really think
hard
about
it, you gotta know.
I don't get
it.
Why would you
think hard about it?
What? But he's short, not far away.
Yeah, he's but so he's short. No, he's, short, he's far
so
away.
Short, he's like so shortly far away. It's just selfies.
Yeah, they're taking selfies.
Yep.
Stop the podcast to take selfies.
My sister would constantly go like she would sing like the Mary Had a Little Lamb song. But the thing is, she was like, she would do like, you know, like the cool version, you know, like the one where everyone's like, I hate Barney, kill him with a shotgun. She's like,
I do remember those songs.
She's like doing like a Mary Had a Little Lamb, chit chit bam, no more lamb. And like, she sings that all the time. So it's kind of getting annoying.
Yeah, little kids are scary, actually.
Little kids are scary.
Oh my gosh. You look great. I can definitely confirm that. Also, they are honest. they are honest. They have no filter.
Yeah, little kids need to have the filter though, because sometimes they're just so unapologetically mean. I think.
It's
like,
damn,
why
am
are
I?
You smoking? I said that to a man. I'm like, no, I was like 5, and I said smoking's bad to a police officer. Mom's like,
man's probably going through so much. He just needs a quick cig. And then Bonnie's like, hey, you know you're awful, right?
No, I was more like smoking is bad.
No smoking.
Don't try this at home.
Finley said, don't try this at home.
Don't try cigarettes at all.
Yes.
That's some good advice.
I mean, he said, do you remember the Red Ribbon Week? That week was so amazing, bro.
Gosh.
I'd go all out. Crazy hair day. My hair would be.
Oh my gosh.
Wait.
What? Yeah, do you remember? I had like a mohawk in third grade. Yeah.
What I did, I just took out my
elementary school memories.
I just had my hair down, and that was before I knew how to do a hair prod. I mean, that was before I found the right hair products for my hair, so my hair was all over the place.
That's pretty crazy hair, though.
When it was crazy hair week, I literally just got blue hair dye.
That's
and,
what
like,
I did.
I went around. I looked like Dantium because I was like, "Oh, he's my favorite YouTuber."
I gotta look like Dantium, bro.
Imagine having light hair so you can dye your
that is my
dye your hair without bleaching it.
I'm dying.
I forgot that you were so close with us in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like,
that's like so long ago, and it's like.
I don't remember that, but at the same time, bit of context for the podcast. Finley Darby is in the podcast studio with us, and he popped up an old Instagram video from his, like, middle school Instagram.
Middle school dance.
Aiden Hendricks and lovely Michael Elston, and they're both, like, dancing together.
Okay, wait, no, I want to see the video again.
No, like, literally, it's
we're grooving.
So...
Yeah, dude. I don't
even know what song.
Add this to the link of...
I don't want to do that to you.
Put it down in the description.
Yeah. Does it have audio? Here, hold it up to the mic.
We probably.
It has 31
likes
though.
What, hey, bro? Who liked that?
Wait.
Like, yeah. We're like,
so,
hey, dude, that's
so,
getting
so
awesome.
I thought it was the best.
Yeah. Sophie, Finley, and Michael went to Running Brushy, and
me, Finley, Michael, Aiden, we all went to the same school together.
Aiden's a grade below me too. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only senior here, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Alex just was somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex went to LMS, fun fact. I had no idea.
Yeah. Kind of cringe.
Do you know that my little brother didn't know that LMS was a school? He goes, no, but Leander Middle School is Running Brushy, right? And I'm like, no, it's not.
Totally.
Man.
So, yeah, same thing.
I literally forgot my experience there, so maybe it doesn't exist.
You know Vista Ridge?
You blacked out.
Yeah, Leander High School is Vista Ridge.
Yeah, same thing.
What was I trying to say? I was trying to say middle school was an experience. One of the experiences of all time.
I liked middle school.
I kind of liked it, too.
Did you like middle school?
I mean, yeah, it was all right. But, like, looking back at it now, like...
It was cringe.
Yeah.
Yes,
but,
that's what I'm saying.
I remember thinking I was, like, in sixth grade, I was, like, still, like, that, like, elementary school mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And then seventh grade, I felt like... That was like my prime year in middle school, just because like I had so many friends, and then I just feel like eighth grade was like my downfall. Cause,
no,
like,
eighth grade was such a downfall.
Yeah, I hated eighth grade.
No, eighth grade was not it. I did not. Did you like eighth grade?
Eighth grade was actually okay for me, and then I don't know, cause I don't. My memory after like fifth grade has just started deteriorating. So like I remember, I could remember like all of my teachers in fourth grade, And then fifth
grade. I still know all my teachers.
In fifth grade, I couldn't name any of them. I was like, well, there's my kindergarten and then my first grade. And then I just forgot after that point.
Yeah.
And I literally have to remember my second grade teacher based on her name on a beach ball that she signed.
I still have my beach ball.
Yeah. My second grade teacher was awesome. I don't think she teaches there anymore, but she was awesome, and my dad is friends with her on Facebook.
Nice.
I remember one of my key memories from middle school was just like looking at memes on Google Images and trying really hard not to laugh at impact font memes.
This is so typical right now.
That's one of your core memories of just your entire life is, oh yeah, that one time I looked up memes and laughed.
What about Google Plus? Remember that?
No, I don't. I never went on it.
I went on it because of memes, and I'm like, but I knew it was really bad. I don't even know what it's supposed to be.
Sneaky.
And now it's gone.
It's gone.
Bro. I don't think I remember Google Plus.
I'm not as current with the memes and stuff today because, like, I still don't know what a gritty is.
I think it's a dance.
It's a dance that people do whenever they score a touchdown. Literally, walk in the band hall and you say, yell, hit the gritty.
Everyone.
Everybody will hit the
band. Hey, we gotta cut that out.
Oh yeah, I'll blur his name.
Yeah.
Someone told me to do the gritty, and so I just started. I just started doing whatever like. I thought it would have been. I was like, is that the guy from, like, McDonald's, like, the purple guy?
No.
Oh, my God.
This one freshman, I remember me and, like, okay, it started with one of mine and Aiden's close friend, who's also named Aiden.
Twins.
He told this freshman to hit the gritty, and then he got 20 people to tap his shoulder and say, hey, you need to hit the gritty. And it was dead serious. It was like, no, I really need you to hit the gritty, like, right now. Listen, like, I need you to hit the gritty. That was so funny.
That was so funny. I was one of the kids that tapped it.
20 people to tell him to hit the gritty?
This man has power, I'm telling you.
Guys, can you stop playing with the
second
paper?
Aiden can get anybody to do anything, I kid you not. He has some weird power against all the little freshmen that follow him around. It's crazy.
Michael and Finley are...
Ask a freshman to hit the gritty. They will do it.
And Finley are playing with the paper right ball.
It's really good, actually.
I like, just hear those sleigh bells ringling, ting, ting, tingling, too.
Oh, sleigh ride?
Sleigh ride.
Yeah.
I like whenever the top band plays that, because of the trumpet that goes,
Pah! Oh, yeah.
Oh, we gotta cut that out, too.
I will.
Okay, just making sure.
I keep forgetting we're, like, actually, like, doing a podcast.
I kind of want to go back to why it was so stressful Christmas, you know?
Oh, yeah, why is Christmas so stressful?
I really...
Why is stressful so true? It's so Christmas.
What's kind of funny is you have this stigma that you have to get a gift.
Oh, yeah.
Or else you're a bad person, you know?
That's very true, though.
I feel like I have to get the perfect gift.
My teachers, and then the rest, I was like...
That's why I don't ask for gifts. Like, that's why, like, the main reason I haven't thought about a gift. My dad's like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like,
food. I want stuff. For me, I want stuff throughout the year. Then when it's Christmas time, I can't remember what stuff I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that happens to me, too. Like, around summer is, like, I'll see, like, a new game that I want to get. And I'm like, ooh, that looks like a fun game. And then my birthday happens. And then, like, I forget it exists. And then I remember in November. And then it's, like, just around Christmas. And my mom's like, hey, remember that thing? I was like, nope. And then I just don't get it. And I remember, I'm like, ugh.
And then you don't get it, and you're like, what do I want?
I want to amass a plush collection. There's like a whole bunch of characters I can get plushes for. I want to just amass like a huge collection of just different plushes.
Beanie Babies. Remember those?
What?
Beanie Babies.
I used to collect
Beanie Babies. I mean like Rousey, Nico from One Shot.
I just mentioned Beanie Babies because people collected them and they think they're worth something when they're not.
No, Beanie Babies are worth something.
No,
though.
They aren't.
No, not anymore. They like, what? Yeah, no, like they've gone down in price like significantly.
But what about like that $10,000 purple Beanie Baby?
You mean I have that one, and it's like $2.
Damn, the
fall. You mean Princess Diana?
I'm gonna watch a 5-hour documentary about the fall of Beanie Babies.
I have like two bins full of Beanie Babies.
Dude, you gotta display them, bro.
Oh, man,
bring them to school. I've tried. Bring them a whole bin of Beanie Babies to school.
I gotta
create the band hall.
True.
I should, because I do have a couple Christmas Beanie Babies.
Totally should, actually.
I'll should. Help you. I'll bring them tomorrow.
Okay, we can literally do it. Just remind me.
Remind me to remind you.
Okay.
So, and then, yeah. Okay. I'll remind you to remind me to.
Remind
you.
Yeah.
I don't work out.
Definitely.
Okay. I didn't hear any of that, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
No, me neither.
Okay. See what I did. You're going to forget what you guys are reminding each other of.
Okay. What's your...
reminding each other to remind each other?
Christmas
what?
Songs?
What were we reminding each other?
I don't know what to do.
Okay, Christmas.
I feel like a lot of people like to hate on Christmas, too. Like, it's, of course, super stressful, but then, like, I always knew people were like, oh, I hate Christmas. I hate Christmas music. I hate Christmas decor. I hate Christmas movies. And I'm like, I feel like people just like Christmas to hate music. On people, like, enjoying something.
Mm-hmm. I...
Grinch, am I right?
Anytime... Anytime I'm like any bit like a bit mad, my sister goes, "You're being a Christmas crumpus right now." I'm like, "What is
Christmas
a Christmas
crumpus, bro?"
Dude, you're being such a Christmas crumpus.
And I was like, oh, "What's a Christmas crumpus?" And she's like, "You know, like someone who hates Christmas." And I was like, "So just say like a Scrooge." She's like, "No, crumpus. I like crumpus. Christmas crumpus."
It does sound cute though.
Isn't it Krampus, not Krumpus, though?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I never heard that word
Krumpus
before.
Krumpus is now a new thing. We're going
to
make it a thing.
I'm just going to keep it Christmas Krumpus, though.
Okay,
Christmas
whatever.
Krumpus. I mean, that has, like, a nice ring to it. Christmas
Krumpus. So that's something a British person would call me.
This is like a Christmas Krumpus.
Yeah.
This is like a good
Krumpus.
Thing.
Yes!
That's why I'm so confused.
I have a question. Do you think it's okay to listen to Christmas music in July? I will only accept one answer.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Christmas music in July,
yes.
Bro?
It depends. If it has sleigh bells, it feels like Christmas, but if it doesn't have sleigh bells.
Put in the like any song with a bell is instantly a Christmas song,
what,
you know?
True.
What
actually,
I did.
But yeah.
Every song in the Calamity OST, that's a Christmas song.
On Snapchat, I left my icon, in a Christmas sweater and a Christmas hat. I had a challenge to do it all year and I succeeded.
Oh.
Yeah.
My, that's probably not a good thing, though.
Christmas is fun, though. And I like the vibes that everyone, like, especially, like, when you're driving around and all of a sudden you see the lights popping up and you're like, oh,
I really like looking at Christmas lights.
It just looks
like
so cool.
There's always a town, Georgetown, always, like, decorates really pretty for Christmas. And they have, like, a ton of antique stores. And during Christmas time, it's so pretty that, like, Christmas time, it feels like it's from, like, a little Hallmark movie. Like, I love places like that. So, like,
I go to Marble Falls to see the Trail of Lights, and I really like it. I do it every year with my family.
I like going to the zoo. They have, like, lights there, too. But I get to ride a camel, and camels are super awesome.
You can ride camels at the zoo? Like,
yeah.
It's a horse?
Yeah, I rode on them, and they're it was pretty neat. And then
what zoo? I didn't know we had a zoo here.
Probably no, it was in, like, a different place. I forgot where. But where was it? It was somewhere in Texas. But, like, Texas is so big, so it's kind of hard to tell.
San Antonio Zoo.
That might be it.
That place is cool.
But what was it? There was something else about it. Oh, yeah. And then you would roast marshmallows. And then when you go back home, you smell like smoke.
Yes!
Smoke!
I just wish that it snowed on Christmas. The only time I've seen snow on Christmas was... We went on vacation to New Mexico, and of course it snowed. But I was like, this would be so nice if it was in Texas. And then we get, like, frozen February, mm-hmm. where, like, nothing works for a week.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I like that name for snowpocalypse. Frozen February. I'm going to start calling it that now.
That makes it sound so much more graceful.
I know.
And then you look at it, and you're like, oh.
That was awful, actually.
That was horrible.
It actually started on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I remember. I painted my nails bright pink, and I took a photo outside in the snow of my bright pink nails. What's up, Finley? Bye, Finley.
He's gonna go get another
He's
pizza.
He's gonna go get me garlic knots, right, Finley?
Right.
Jeez, Finley, oh my god.
I didn't want to say it.
Hashtag bullying Finley would just be the name of this title.
That's like the whole podcast he listens to, and he's like, oh.
Yeah, I like how we
Can
go
Can you
from...
be on the album cover?
Me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can I have your phone so I can take a photo of it with 0.5? Or Michael, take a photo of it. Wait, who has 0.5? I don't.
I don't have 0.5.
That's why I want a new phone, guys.
I have 0.5, don't you fret.
What?
Why do you have a custom ink sticker?
I don't know. It was on a shirt. So, I'll take off the headphones.
Not sponsored.
I and we'll get one of just the who's gonna edit though? Am I gonna edit?
Do you wanna edit?
I mean sure I'll edit, but like how am I gonna put this on there? What?
Magic.
Whoa. I'm airdropping this to me.
I'll edit it, Alex. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Unless you want to.
Is anyone else getting tired?
I'm always tired.
No, is anyone getting tired right now?
I mean, a bit, but, like...
Of this podcast?
I'm getting hungry, too.
No, I just feel like sleepy I can't talk much anymore. Like, I'm almost at my limit.
I can talk for a long time.
I can talk forever.
I'm going to need that two-week winter break.
If you want to just, like, tap out and listen, or if you want us to stop recording. We've only been recording for 42 minutes. But...
Oh, dang.
We're only 42.
It feels, only 42. It feels like forever. I'm going to be honest. This one felt long for me.
This is, like, up there with the last one.
I wish.
Yeah, we've been recording longer.
Like, now I'm realizing how terrible, like, not terrible, but, like, I guess how terrible my sleep schedule is. Because it is, I'm tired a whole bunch. I'm going to need that two-week winter break.
Stop playing video games at 3 a.m.?
I'm not playing. Fun fact, actually.
I go to sleep at 9:30.
You go to sleep at 9:30?
Okay, I guess it's more accurately, like, maybe 10.
What time do you wake up?
I go to sleep at 10.
I go to sleep at midnight and I wake up at 6 and I just deal with it because I don't know what else to do.
I cannot function when I don't have enough sleep.
No, me neither.
Luckily, I have enough sleep right now. I'm just kind of pooped.
Yeah, I'm like built up on 2 weeks of not a lot of sleep. I can't go to bed any earlier than midnight because I have so much stuff to do, but I have to wake up at 6 so I can get to school on time to go to tutorials. So it's like...
Woo, we love school, where you spend most of your time panicking, not getting sleep, and then being tired at school.
It's crazy that, like, I spend more time at school than I do at home, especially during marching season. Mm. Oh, or at the school.
Tell me about it.
For, like, more than half the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Pencil.
You're fascinated with the pencil right now, Alex?
What? I found it. It's super awesome.
I'm going to need that. I only have one pencil.
Wait, jeez, you're taking Alex's pencil. Wow.
Actually, just kidding, just kidding.
Just simply, that's
my
note.
That's funny.
I'll add it to my collection. All the utensils in my bag are pens. I actually really like pencils.
Because pens are so much better than pencils.
I disagree, like, when you mess up. When you're doing like a project, at least.
Yeah. But
pens are more satisfying to write with.
When you said utensils, I thought you had like a part of your backpack where you just stored like forks and spoons and stuff.
Forks and spoons?
Forks and spoons in your backpack.
Because utensils, I thought that's forks and spoons.
No, writing utensils. You're like, I need a fork and a spoon for math class today.
We meant writing utensils.
Yeah. I understand now.
At some point, I thought, like,
forks aren't writing utensils.
I know they're not writing utensils, but they're utensils in general.
Yeah.
Do you use them to write?
He's like etching into the table.
No, you do that with a knife.
Table, that's Alex.
That's what you do with a knife. Yeah.
4.5 in pre-cal, that's all Alex.
See, this is proof that we're not getting sleep.
How?
Okay, what time do you wake up, Alex? I feel like you're getting the most sleep out of all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, I go to sleep at like 10, maybe 10:30 on rare occasions, and then I wake up at 6:30.
Okay, so that's 8 hours?
I have two alarms. I wake up at 6:15, and then I actually get up at 6:45. But yeah. I go to sleep at like, now I'm going to sleep at like 10, but I'm still like tired. But I'm
so
not like.
So that's also like 8 hours.
Yeah, that's like a decent.
I mean, I go to sleep usually like 11 to 12, and then I'll get up at like 5:30. So.
Okay, so that's like 7 hours.
If we're talking about like how long it when you were like actually unconscious, I don't know, because sometimes I feel like I stay up for a long time.
10:30. It's 10:30 to 7 for me.
Damn, 9 hours. Okay, I get 7 hours, I think, usually, and it's, I don't know when I go to bed, because I pass out, basically. I mean, I wake up, I'm supposed to wake up at 6:30, but I actually get out of my bed at, like, 6:50, and I get ready, but I'll go to bed between, it's so bad, either, like, 10 o'clock or 2, and it's not even me, like, talking to people and staying up, it's, like, literally, I'm doing homework, and if I have a good day, I'll go to bed at, like, 11. And if I had a bad day, I'll go to bed at 1:40 without even finishing any of my work. It's that bad. I mean, I woke up, because I put on a live stream and I woke up at 3 because the person had ended the live stream and I was like, oh my god, I was awake and now I'm not. Alex is asleep, bro.
Yeah.
All that sleep deprivation just got to him.
I think school is the cause for my sleep deprivation. I wouldn't be waking up and staying up so late if it wasn't for school.
Oh, great.
We definitely weren't talking about you. I woke up
because Finley got here.
We love Finley. He's so awesome.
Yes, we love him.
Cool. Where'd you go?
We actually spent the entire time talking about how cool you are.
Finley is the coolest person ever.
I went to go get something.
What? What'd you get? What?
Where was that?
That was from someone's computer.
Describe the picture.
I want to see if I was in it.
Huh? It's literally
Spencer!
That. Yeah, it's a photo of Aiden from about 4 years ago? Seventh year.
You guys don't understand that Aiden in middle school was one of the coolest people.
Yeah, he was.
Oh my god.
Nobody's cool. Hot take, nobody's cool.
I think I was taller than you in a
false. Nobody's cool in middle school.
I was 5 foot in middle school.
Never mind, I was not taller than you.
Now I'm like 6'4".
Yeah, Aiden's like 7'8".
I remember feeling so proud. I was like, "Oh my god, I'm taller than Aiden!" And then now
he's
just.
I used to always be taller than Aiden, and now I'm not.
Yeah.
How tall are you, Alex?
I'm 5'1" now.
Finley's shorter than my mom.
I'm taller than my mom. So.
Oh my gosh.
My mom is tiny. My brother is 4'4".
Oh.
If anybody was wondering.
His brother's in the 7th grade.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Context.
He was like...
My brother's 4'4", he's 8.
Oh.
My brother's 4'4", and he's 13.
Ooh. That... I don't know.
R.I.P. the Darby family.
What? They're dead?
All of them.
No. They may as well be.
My grandpa.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Wow. No, I'm kidding.
Watch out for Aiden in the streets.
No.
Watch out for your family.
No.
If you're under 5 foot.
No.
If you're under 5 foot, Aiden might have a thing against you.
Hey, I'm that under 5 foot, so I'm safe.
What about your mom and your brother?
They're screwed.
Okay.
My dad and I, we're good.
How tall's your dad?
My dad's 5'6".
Yo.
So is everybody else in the world. So like,
I'm 5'3".
You're not that much taller than
what? So I was yawning. You
know, I'm finally 5'7". I swear I didn't grow at all. From 7th grade to 10th grade, I was 5'5". And then like in the past year, I've grown 2 inches. I'm unstoppable. I'm going to hit my 6'3 goal that I made.
No shot.
Eventually.
We have 10 minutes left.
Oh, yeah, if you want to wrap up now, we can.
Okay.
So.
Oh, like a prison.
Okay. Oh, no. Wait.